Hello, all you beautiful people. Welcome back to Shut the Fuck Up. Anime is on. Unexpectedly, we did not have a new episode last week. So thanks for sticking around and waiting for us to finally get our shit together and get together and record finally. Like I said, Orochimaru was after my butthole. So
It's what he does.
That should have you rolling.
Oh my God. If you guys didn't see that Instagram story, you're missing out, because that was great. That was great content.
I was like, this girl is stupid.
But it worked. It was
It did. It
perfect.
did work. It was very effective.
So I am your lovely, lovely host, Frankie, aka Pixel Potato, aka that lazy bitch. Because I am also responsible for why we didn't have a new episode last week, but oh well. So Mr. A Town Ryan, how are you doing
I
today?
am doing good. As of this recording, I probably have already on my way back, but right now I am hours away from going to Cancun, Mexico, as per my Los Pollos Hermanos shirt.
Oh, it was
That
not because you're rewatching Breaking Bad.
too. It all came together very nicely. Better Call Saul ended this past week. I'm rewatching Breaking Bad and I'm going to Mexico. So I'm just in the mood. The
Oh, perfect.
cartels,
You
as
might
long as
run
the
into the
cartels don't.
cartel.
That is not funny.
Ooh, no, that is
I'm almost
not.
scared to wear the shirt though. Like,
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm
Has some
wearing
double
it.
meaning over there. Oh,
Yeah, I don't
God.
know how they're gonna take this. Like, I've been pondering, like, should I wear the shirt? I
No.
may not. I may bitch out
Draw
because
no attention to yourself.
I won't do. I'm big, I'm black, and I won't do too well in a Mexican prison. So I might
No,
not
I
wear the
don't think
shirt.
so. I wouldn't. Yeah,
Yeah.
don't do it.
Maybe take it as a backup so you know you have it with you, but
Nah, I'm not even gonna bring
no.
that
No, because
energy.
if they go through his luggage and they find it,
Oh yeah.
he's gonna be like,
Okay.
oh, so
Do
you thought
you think this
it.
funny? You think this
Yeah.
funny, Frank? You think, you know, that's a very hurtful show for our country, you know. It make us
I
look like
yeah.
we're just thieves and murderers. Now we're gonna have the cartel take you. And I'm like, fuck.
You have a whole bunch of thieves and murderers take you.
Yep.
All right, Queen of Daddies, how are you today?
I am good. This is my day off today, so very well rested. Got to play some video games, which is nice. And yeah, I'm doing really good.
She played video games instead of watching Naruto.
Look,
So
okay.
priorities are not not in order.
Mashanda.
I had to. It is a priority. I had to get some of the in-game currency so I can save up for some characters.
Because what happens in a few days?
A new land comes out. I forgot about
Yay!
that.
Yeah, I was trying to have you talk about your
Oh.
precious Genshin Impact.
Oh yeah. I figured that could be a whole episode, but yeah, so we get Sumeru, which is our grassland area, desert land. That's going to come out in, I think, 5 days from today. So by the time this episode is out, should already be out, maybe. I don't know. I don't know
Or the
when this is
following
coming out
day.
or the following
Yeah, I
day,
don't know when this
sometime.
episode's coming out either.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens, but I'm very excited. Pictures I've seen look great. I'm excited to explore. Yeah. Yay.
So, anime news or updates or whatever you want to call them. By the time this episode comes out, Dragon Ball Z will be in theaters. We all know what happens.
Dragon Ball Super,
Oh, Dragon
superhero.
Ball, yeah, Dragon Ball Superheroes. You know the title for that was an accident.
It was?
Really?
You know how, because I when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, Dragon Ball, like superheroes. Like, no, it's Dragon Ball Super Heroes. Yeah. The heroes is the added on part. But yeah, we all already know what happens with new levels, certain
New
characters,
forms.
new forms, all
Basically,
that's.
Gohan gets
I
his
wasn't gonna
just due.
spoil it if
I
anyone
mean,
in
everyone
the
knows
well,
this.
yeah, that's
Wait,
the
what's
actual own
everyone
fault.
like? Huh?
That's what happens. What's gonna happen?
Gohan gets his
Gohan and
prize.
Piccolo go on a daddy son like adventure.
The same
And they
fan.
get Piccolo turns orange and Gohan turns like gray silver hair or
Yeah, he
whatever.
looks like his Super Saiyan 2 form, but the hair is just way bigger.
Yeah, it's gray or silver
Silver,
and his
yeah.
eyes are red and Piccolo is orange
Jacked.
like orange like a
Like
carrot
a
like
pickled carrot.
yeah, like a pickled carrot literally.
And I think, yeah.
And then, so yeah, hopefully tomorrow night after work, if I have the energy, I'm going to go and try and see it. And then other anime news, One Punch Man.
Season three.
Hopefully they animate it better than they
did. I hope it's a different studio. I hope MAPPA. I think MAPPA did season one. I hope
that would be cool. Yeah.
But then you look and you see, well, they were doing a lot, so I could see why they passed it off at the time. But take that shit back. We need to go back to season one's form.
Yeah.
Like quick, fast.
They probably passed it off because they didn't think that, like, they're just like, oh, okay, it's just One Punch Man, not realizing the outrage.
One Punch Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I personally think it was too much on their plate because remember, they were doing
Attack on Titan
and Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
And they're picking up that new Chainsaw Man show.
Yeah.
Ooh. So
that looks crazy. So I think someone has to get moved to the back burner. They're like, and usually whatever they're, because they've been known to be working their workers very tough.
Mm-hmm.
Borderline health tough. Violation.
Yeah.
So I think they just said, let's pass that off.
Yeah. Speaking of Jujutsu Kaisen, I know it was several months ago, like earlier in the year, their main like animator or something and all that for Jujutsu Kaisen left.
Really?
Yeah. So, and it was like a big deal and all that. So a lot of people are like skeptical of the next season of Jujutsu Kaisen, how it's going to look because the main guy for Jujutsu Kaisen, like, up and he's a freelance animator.
Oh, okay. So he's like, I'm out.
Yeah. So get it together, MAPPA. Get it together. Get your shit together. And then other anime news. What was the other anime news?
Oh, I'll take reason.
Oh God, yeah.
In the most unlikely of all bidding wars, a new opponent has entered the ring between Funimation, Hulu, Netflix, Crunchyroll. Disney Plus has now stepped into the anime realm by picking up the streaming rights for the new season of Bleach. Random as hell. I didn't even see that coming.
I'm excited.
I'm excited
for that one. Honestly, okay, so I work at Disney. I've said it before, so if you listen, you know that. So this now means that I can wear anime stuff at work once they start picking up more animes, and that's exciting for me.
Yay!
It's definitely a precursor. Yeah. I think, like Frankie, you were saying, we was talking off here. They got Visions. They saw, because I know they announced Vision season two. Mm-hmm. They're doing another set. So they were like, oh, no, this anime shit hits. We're about to. And I think this marks the beginning. I mean, funny enough, with Kingdom Hearts, they've delved into that world.
Right.
So
oh my God, Andrea, can you wear Kingdom Hearts stuff to work?
I can.
Of course.
My God, that's so cool.
That's
never played Kingdom Hearts.
Excuse
before.
Me?
What?
Excuse what?
What?
Why this? Why do on air to reveal the craziest shit?
Okay.
Oh my.
Okay. What? Okay.
Oh
that
my
was a
God.
Little bit of lie. I did play a little bit of Kingdom Hearts, and then when it got to a part that was too difficult for me, I stopped playing it.
Too difficult. What? This is the easiest game I've ever.
Okay.
It's a button smashing couldn't game figure it out, and I said,
"What
this
part
is not for me?"
And this is part one, obviously. What part did it get too difficult?
I don't remember what game it was, but there was a tornado involved, and it was like in Aladdin. In Aladdin's area, there was like a tornado that you had to like defeat.
In part one?
Is this the first or second game?
I have no idea. It was on my Game Boy. It was on my Game Boy.
No. Whoa.
That's what was that 365-7 or something?
No, the Game Boy was Chain of Memories.
Oh,
or
no.
It was it was like maybe it was the DSi or like one of those.
Okay, yeah, no.
So you've never played the actual console games, though?
No, I don't have a console.
Okay. Oh, no.
I have a Switch.
Oh, you sweet baby.
Right now you have a Switch?
Oh. Yeah, are they on there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know. They are.
Because I know several years ago before Kingdom Hearts 3 came out, they because I didn't play until right before 3 came out, because I wanted to play them all from the beginning, but obviously you couldn't because those systems were the games. It's a really old game.
Yeah.
They came out with a bundle with all of them for like PS4, and the guy at GameStop instantly, like, he already knew. I already talked to him. I was like, oh, I would love to play Kingdom Hearts, okay, but I never played. So as soon like as the bundle came out, he called me and said, hey, I have the bundle like set aside for you. So, and I got hooked. Only thing that sucks with Kingdom Hearts is the cutscenes.
Good news. Good news, Andrea. Kingdom Hearts 1.5 and 2.5 remix. Don't worry about those little extra names. They are on Switch, the cloud version. So it's like, I guess you can only
play online. Yeah.
Yeah. So they do have 1 and 2. You need to play those games. And then, well, you don't have any other type. You don't have the 3, I don't know. I don't know.
You have a PC, though, right?
I have a computer. It's not a gaming computer, though. It's not going to be able
for Kingdom Hearts. Like, if you can play Genshin Impact, you'll be able to play Kingdom Hearts.
I don't play Genshin Impact on my computer. I play it on the iPad.
Oh, yeah.
Kingdom Hearts 3 is also on the Switch. So,
yeah.
You'll be able to play all 3 on the Switch.
Yeah.
I definitely couldn't play Genshin Impact on my computer that has, like,
oh, no, I thought you were playing on the PC.
10 gigabytes of memory. Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay. So you need to instantly. Now I don't know if you should play Kingdom Hearts or watch Naruto first.
She can do both.
There's a new game. There's a new land coming out.
Woman, you are not finished. You should not have admitted that to us.
See, I know. Do you see what has just happened?
Did not play Kingdom. You work for Disney. You love anime.
They didn't quiz you on
Disney did not do their homework.
Wow. Disney, if you're listening, one of your employees.
It
definitely wasn't the third one because they didn't have the third one for a game. The third one just came out.
Okay.
Yeah. But, wow. Oh, God, Andrea.
Wow. I'm going to figure out which one it is that I played.
So when I say, when you walk away, you don't hear me say, please.
That's a really wonderful singing voice you have there.
Simple and
or don't think go. Twice.
Like that one.
I liked that one.
When you and I, there's a new land. What?
You want to talk about intros and soundtracks?
What? That is the most. We got to do a Kingdom
Hearts. I think it was this one. Wait, you can't see it.
Touch a screen or something.
That is
Kingdom
Hearts. That is Chain of. No. That's what is it? Birth by Sleep,
something like that. Chain of Memories.
Birth by Sleep. You have to play them in order. You can't just pick up.
You jumped into that.
So I got the newest one, and then it was it was this tornado area, and I couldn't defeat it, and it pissed
and
me
off. Storyline wise, you were probably like, I have no idea what's going on.
There's no
right
way
now.
She could have known.
I knew there was like popsicles involved.
You watched something. You didn't even earn any of that. You earned nothing. You didn't earn any of what you watched, because that's supposed to be after 2, I think, right?
And the meaning behind the popsicles.
Salt flavored.
I thought they looked yummy.
Salt ice cream. It's sea salt ice cream. Oh my goodness. I like how this just took a turn. Like,
this
is supposed to be the simple news section where we move on, and but this is anime based, so this works. But what?
This is why it's fun to announce new things while we're recording. It makes it interesting.
Oh wow!
All right, I'll play them.
Yeah, I mean,
I will. Now I want to.
Especially for the type of animes you like.
Yeah.
It's such an in-depth story to the point of where you're kind of like, this is, so there are parts too I was like, this is way too in-depth, because that's why there's so many cutscenes. When I say cutscenes, I mean, like, in Kingdom Hearts 3, I didn't even finish playing it. I had to watch a tutorial. I had to like watch it on YouTube, because it was literally like, and no one believed me.
Done.
I timed how long these cutscenes were. You would literally walk like 10 feet. It was entangled. I stopped in the tangled area. You would literally walk like 10 feet and it would be a cutscene.
It is known to have one of the most complicated
stories in games.
It'd be another cutscene. I'm talking about like cutscenes that are lasting like 2-3 minutes. And then the one time there was a cutscene that was like almost 4 minutes long, and then it went just straight into another cutscene that was played, like 2 minutes long.
I've played every game. Like, I mean, every game, spinoffs, everything. And even me tend to just, I need to refresh myself. I have to watch videos explaining shit. It is one of the most complicated stories.
But it's worth gaming. It. But which is why when the third one came out, I was like, I can't play it, but I will sit on YouTube for an hour and watch it. Because it was just,
Then so I can just watch it then instead of paying money.
No, right.
I earned being able to watch.
Exactly.
I earned watching the third one.
Right. You know, when the money's involved.
You have to fight Sabor in Tarzan Land.
Okay.
In the, you have all to. Right. Yeah,
you need to fight Maleficent.
A couple of times. First one, a few times you have to fight.
Yeah, you got
to. Right. You have to fight Pete. You have to go back to the original Steamboat Willie.
And the first game, the first game is literally you, like all the Disney princesses have been kidnapped.
Yeah.
And you're just like going around and like the Disney villains are behind it. And you're just going around like in each different like little Disney world and like going and trying to free the princesses. It is. And then you're looking for King Mickey. Mickey Mouse is the king. And then Donald and Goofy are fighting at your side. And it's
and it follows the anime trio trope. Riku is the Sasuke. Mm-hmm. Sora is the Naruto and Kairi is the
Have you played Final Fantasy?
There's a lot of those and I don't have a console to get in and I've seen it. I can appreciate the people who play it, but I just know that that's a lot to get into and I'm not
but it's literally Disney and Final Fantasy.
Square and Disney
and it's like one of the like
biggest franchise.
It's just pure amazingness until you get tired of the cutscenes because you're watching more than you're playing. But the story is just, oh my God.
I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like being able to do that.
But you
get invested though.
Yeah. You get
oh, I'm bored. It's just a lot, but you're so invested. That's why, like, I know the space between 2 and 3 is, I think, what, almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And so, that's the one thing I envy you. You don't have to wait 10 years. Yeah. I was a boy when 2 came out and I didn't play it until 2 years ago.
Man.
I was a grown ass man. And the first one came out when I was like a freshman in high school, back when you used to have like those paper magazine guides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember me and my friend, oh my God, it's so cool. Look, it's Mickey. I remember looking in junior high when they were promoting it. That's how big this franchise took.
And they didn't announce Final Fantasy. I thought they were going to end at 3. Which is why I was like, okay, let me just watch what happens, wrap up the story. Nope, they just announced season 4 like last year.
They showed a whole cutscene looking like beautiful. Yeah. And like,
so hopefully in the next like 8-9 years,
we'll get something.
Yes.
So.
Okay, I got time then.
Yeah, but you need to.
Whoops.
Okay. You got to prep us you're making. Well, no, it's work.
No, this is more
fun. People see how genuine we are. Like, what?
We can't. This is not a conversation that could be planned in advance.
No way.
No way.
Yeah.
I only said it in passing.
I think this is the very first time we've ever mentioned Kingdom Hearts. So you haven't had
which
an opportunity.
That is true.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. I mean, shoot. I hope like them buying Bleach. I'm trying to segue us back.
Yeah.
I hope them buying that, they decide to actually make a Kingdom Hearts anime.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Because they have a manga. Yes. They actually made a manga for the game. So an anime is not that hard to do.
Mm-hmm. No, it's already... take all the cutscenes from the game and literally just
and just get an animated and boom, there it is.
Yeah, you have like 5-6 years of content.
They do. They really do. They have they can go on. Oh, that's genius.
See? Hire me. Hire me, guys.
There you go.
So that was Bleach. Was there something else we discussed or no? Was that it?
No, that was it. Yeah.
I think that was it.
Dragon Ball, like One Punch, Bleach.
One Punch.
Oh, the Dragon Ball manga thing, but I don't know.
All right, so it's been in that. Frieza is back on top. He has a new form, Frieza Black.
Spoiler alert.
He rocked the shit out of Goku and Vegeta, who at this point had reached their strongest forms yet. And we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it sounds exhausting at this point. So.
It would be a lot to explain, but that's just if for people keeping current.
Yeah.
I want to start doing manga news, but I can't because there's so many spoilers for the anime only watches.
Yeah.
Or I can tell you some shit about My Hero.
I know what happened. I know.
You found out?
I saw I was on Reddit and I saw it.
Nope.
I only know one thing about a character that Alex spoiled for me about them.
Oh, family?
No. Do I want to? I can say it. Paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
Or handicap.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that's
yeah,
that's
and
that's we find that out next season.
It actually happens next season, and it doesn't stop her in any way, shape, or form. It's gonna be
him.
Interesting. It's gonna be okay. Yeah,
her or
it's gonna
him,
be interesting how the cosplayers react to that, because they're gonna have to be. It's funny enough. Yeah. It actually opens up for a new type of cosplay for like those that have that thing, because she is badass with it. A badass with it. So it's funny. Like they actually did that. It's actually very endearing what they did, because it is a message behind it, which I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It stops this person in no way, shape, or form, and it's actually very cool. But yeah.
Okay.
I will say with what came out, I told someone at work, because I was like, do you want to know? I'll tell you. And they said, if something happens to someone, I'll be really upset. And I nodded my head.
Yeah.
And they got very upset with me.
And that's where it left off too.
Yep. So starting shit at work.
We don't know what's to come of that.
I know nothing. So I don't want to know.
It's
keep that in mind. It's a very big deal.
Even when I read, I was like, wait, did they? What the fuck? Like it didn't hit me while I'm reading it that they did it until, like,
afterwards.
They really. But I'm like, it's one of those things that until it's confirmed, I don't believe it.
Yeah,
that's a big deal if they pull that off.
You're gonna cry.
I hope they don't.
Stop! I'm gonna cry now.
I hope they don't backtrack. That's how good it is. Like, I don't want them to backtrack from it.
Yeah,
I want them to keep that same energy, because it's a big deal.
And Andrea, you haven't read the manga, right?
I haven't read it. I saw it on Reddit,
That point just got spoiled, and it was enough.
That's how big it was. Yeah.
It's a big thing. Yeah, I have no idea what's going on in the show. I have no idea what's going on in the manga, but I saw it, and oh boy.
Yeah, it was big.
Buckle your seatbelts.
Oh God, what could possibly happen?
It won't. And funny enough, it won't get animated for probably another year.
Yeah.
So it's a year, but at some point it may get it. Good luck.
I feel like it's gonna get spoiled for me before that point.
After like finding it out, I think what I want to, like, if I have time, I could do this while I'm at work, but I'll probably like go back and just start the manga from the beginning to get the full story, so I can like understand why and like what happens.
Yeah.
Because I'm very interested.
Is the manga right now like with where the show's at, is it like super accurate?
Of course.
Okay.
It's a direct.
Well, some deviate. So that's
No. This is 100% source.
Okay, so I'll just pick up.
You can literally, you can literally pick up right from wherever, and it's the exact same thing.
Because if it gets spoiled for me without me like earning it, like I'm gonna be pissed.
You're gonna be pissed.
You're gonna be so pissed, Frankie, if it gets spoiled for you. I would.
Because even now. Like, especially when the manga come out, people are going to be watching for certain things. Like, wow, yeah, they really did this shit.
Yeah.
Is it worse than when Attack on Titan, like when I had Andrea, like, tell me what happens in Attack on Titan?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You literally cried on that. Oh,
that's how I know you're going to cry. Yeah.
It is like, oh my God. It's the way they did it too, because I'm like, yo, y'all really did this.
Yeah. And that's why I want to read it, because I want to know, like, the full context behind it.
Oh,
yeah, it's fitting. We're to the point where I hope they don't backtrack what they did, but I get why they would.
Yeah,
because that's a big deal, especially in a history of anime. Period. It's a very big thing to do, given the way anime has been.
I think they would backtrack on it.
It's that bad.
It is that bad.
Oh, I think they would. I hope they don't. But I think they would.
I'm gonna cry now. Just trying to
I wish we could really talk about it, but because I've never seen that done in anime like this.
Mm-mm.
Like they did. But again, it means nothing if it's backtracked. So let's see what the next after the next chapter or two, if they really held on. I doubt it, but still, the way they did it, I was like, okay.
Think I don't know if it was like this before, because like I said, I hadn't read it, but I feel like it brings the anime to like a whole completely different level.
Because like, oh no, this was happening already. Yeah. This season of the anime.
It was like that already.
Level. Yeah.
This okay. Yeah, I remember. Like, yeah, Alex was telling me that like it's no more
fun times are done.
Like it's no more happy go lucky. Yeah. It's child innocence is gone.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, that's what this chapter marks. Thing.
But that, so, yeah, I've never heard of an anime doing something like that. So, yeah.
And here I am staring at my Deku statue and I'm like, what did you do? Did you do something? What is happening?
Oh, actually, you know what's funny? Frankie, it's funny. The comparison I want to make.
No, because
Naruto, but I can't make that comparison because it's funny. I have all the info of the comparisons between the two shows.
And if you do too good of a comparison, it'll get spoiled.
It'll spoil it. Just know.
Because that happened with Code Geass and Attack on Titan. Yeah,
I will take, but no. Even Naruto didn't go this bad.
Yeah.
Funny enough.
Naruto got kind of like, oof.
Yeah. So, and Naruto didn't do what this did, where it's like, wow, okay. That's why I was so shocked. But you'll see.
You'll see.
But moving on to the topic.
Oh, clenching my booty hole. Oh, God. I'm going to read the manga because I need to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I'm tempted to look it up right now.
Don't look it up.
The small sick part of me wants to just like what happened.
I do recommend you read the manga, and yeah. Once you start reading it up to just right before the season start, you're not going to stop until you get up to. Because when I say it gets good from this point on, every week I was waiting for the new chapter. Even now, I'm still like, because they didn't do it last week because they knew they had to take a break after what they did. But I think tomorrow morning, I think it comes out. So. Uh-huh.
Oh, anxiety through the roof.
Okay. Excitement.
Anxiety. No, okay. Full-fledged anxiety. Oh, I am too invested in this. All right, so we will get to our episode today is I said binge watch, but animes we've been watched, but it's animes we have rewatched and why we rewatched them. Yada yada yada, all that good stuff. I'll go last because I have something to admit. So,
oh God, I can't take all these confessions.
So
these
Alex, are all confessions. Alex, you can go.
So I think what we'll do is we'll do one each go around. That's until we don't just lay them all out, but I think we could do one each go around.
Right.
All right. Animes have we watched? I'm going to start off with my favorite one, which I think we each pick three. So I will do it like 3, 2, 1.
I don't know if I have three. Okay.
Yeah. So
I might.
My number three is Gurren Lagann.
Okay.
Okay.
I love that. Again, it's short, 26. I think it's 26 episodes,
mm-hmm.
but I think I've talked about it again. It's so much in those 26 episodes that you feel like you've watched an entire like 100 plus season show,
mm-hmm.
because of the way the show has been designed, where it's like it's built as a spiral where it starts small, but as you keep going, it just gets
bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger toward the end, where I think I've mentioned they're fighting they're throwing galaxies at each other. They start with fighting underground in a little hole in the ground, and it ends with them fighting, throwing galaxies at each other. And this happens in 26 episodes, and it's emotional. It has great moments. And when I just want to feel good and sad, because it has emotion to it as well, I just pop it on and bang out a quick 26 episodes of it on the regular. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's made by my favorite studio, Studio Trigger.
Oh, I love Studio Trigger.
Yeah, and I've watched their other studio, like Kill La Kill. Mm-hmm. Not Kill La Kill. Is it Kill La Kill? No, not Kill La Kill. What is it? Is it Kill La Kill?
With the clothes? Yeah, no.
Kill La Kill. No, feel like I don't know why I'm thinking that. Oh no, you know I'm thinking of the other anime, Akame ga Kill. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, this Kill La Kill. I like that, but I haven't rewatched that as much as I've watched Gurren Lagann. I think I've watched that one twice, but Gurren Lagann, mm-hmm. I could watch over and still get all the emotions. Like when that music hits, like just who the hell do to the point where I think I want to rewatch the movies. The problem is the movies is only in Japanese. I gotta find if there's a dub version, because I heard the animation in the movies are way better, like mm-hmm. way over the top, way cooler. But that's me focusing for three movies worth.
I think I've only seen the. Is it called an OVA movie?
It would be called a compilation movie, I guess it would call, because they basically took the 26 episodes and put it into two films.
Yeah, I saw that for Gurren Lagann. Yeah. probably like 8-9 years ago, but like it was like, oh, but you know me and Mecca, so yeah. I've
and
not-
and even the Mecca aspect is it, other than other Mecca, it's so ingrained with the show that it doesn't feel, I think we've talked about it. It doesn't
you
feel
said the
like
same thing for Code Geass, and for me, I was struggling.
Code Geass, but that does.
That doesn't feel like a Mecca, though.
It's not.
To me, it felt like a Mecca, but those, I like the storyline, but those, I was invested.
Yeah, the Meccas are like supporting things. This, yes, yeah. The Mecca is front and center, but it's so built into the DNA. It doesn't, it's not, because it doesn't follow the rules of Mecca anime. The things they've done with this and Mecca, with Gurren Lagann, and then like, It follows no other Mecha anime has followed. Gundam does not follow this shit at all. This is on some, like, it's like fantasy Mecha, if you want to maybe give it a genre. Because the shit these machines be doing, it's not supposed to happen. It's way over the top. But you get why. Like, they explain why these things are capable. Like, spiral energy is based on the capacity of the human spirit that you can't hold people down. That's basically the theme of the whole show. So the things that they are able to accomplish is just fighting spirit. The more you feel it, the more your emotions, it's a tangible energy, spiral energy, they call it. And that's what enables them to do the things they're able to do. And it just gets so inspired. I love it. And I watch it every time I want to just feel good. That's what I go to.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe. I think that actually was going to be my pick too for one of them. So I'll just jump onto yours. But I think what I really like about that show, besides like what you said, is when I finished watching it, I sat there like kind of wondering who the good guy and the bad guy was in that situation, because the people that they're fighting, they're trying to kill humanity because they want to save the universe. They're like, which okay, you're so way cool. too populated. We
not
have
even
to,
humanity. I think it's just like they said, all intelligent life.
Yeah.
Like they said, no, there's a bigger threat out there that if it senses like the power of life, basically, it gets attracted to that.
And it's going to, it's going to like, I think, but they're like trying to like, basically it would have destroyed the universe in a sense.
Yeah.
But then it's like the humans that were on the earth. Yeah. They were like, well, no, we wanna live. And that's why they were also, that's why they were underground to begin with, was because of that system. And I like being able to like sit there and like kind of question who was right in that situation. Cause I don't think
even the first movie you saw, Lord Genome, he wasn't a bad guy. I mean,
go ahead.
No, I mean, he was doing that because he knew if humanity reach a million people, it's going to bring about these guys, the anti-spirals, basically the big bads of the show.
Yeah.
Would come and like exterminate humans. So he's like, did you ever watch that short thing they had on YouTube where they showed his story?
I didn't.
Okay. I'll
didn't
send
know
you.
That was a thing.
Yeah. I'll send you. It was basically, they use the fight, the power song, like the whole song. And they show his entire life, but they did it with no words, no drama, just visuals. And he was simply a regular kid that rose up the same way Simone and everyone else did.
Yeah.
The only difference was this, when you see the part where Anti-Spiral talked to Simone and showed him what was going to happen. Lord Genome believed it. Simone did it.
Ah.
So that's, and Lord Genome killed everybody. He rose up same as they did in the show. He rose up. He had an army. They created a lot of Tengen, the big Gurren Lagann ships. He was leading it. He was like the big guy. Like, we're going to save the world.
Yeah.
The Anti-Spiral came to him and said, look, This is what's going to happen if you keep rising up. And he believed the hype. Simone did it. But also Simone had Kamina. So he had someone to help him say, no, this is bigger. And that was the only difference between them. And even like, that's all, I'm getting goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps. So when you see Lord Genome in the end, get hype, like, I'll do this. Like, you're making me remember oh my goodness. And he does what he fucking does. It makes it so much, because he was someone that gave into despair. Meanwhile, Simone did it. And that's what made it.
Yeah,
that show. I'm rewatching it again. Damn it.
We'll watch it on the plane.
That's the type of the show is about hope. Like, even when you look at our society today of like how we're just advancing, like, and like, is it a good thing that we're making advancements? We are. That's what this show is kind of representative of.
Yeah, and I'm curious to like how they would have solved their solution of a million people. Like, there had to be a solution, because I don't think the show ended with a solution. It was like, okay.
No, we're just going to go out there. And it looked like they were getting ready to solve it. Like they got
and
like
then
a
it
million.
Ended, yeah.
And I was like, oh, you left this. I mean, they closed the main character's story, mm-hmm. but it's one of those where it's like, damn, I can't wait. I wish we could see more.
Yeah.
But Studio Trigger said, nah, we told the story we needed. So, and they did. Give them that. They did.
Okay. I do know that the full name is Tangatapa Gorin Lagann.
Yep.
That's actually that. The name of the final form.
Kamina is hot. Yeah. Kamina is hot too. So.
So my number three pick for animes that like I just can't that I've watched the most would be Samurai Champloo.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because, well, when I first watched it, I was kind of pissed off that that's how like it ended with all of them going like their separate ways.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? Like, no, you guys are bonded for life, yada yada yada. Like, but they're like, nope, we did what we need to do. All right, peace out, guys. But then when I rewatched it, I was kind of like, oh, the more I kept rewatching it, the more I kind of realized, like, oh no, it's more about people aren't meant to be in your life forever. Even yeah. people that you've like built like strong relationships with and have been through a lot with, they're not meant to be in your life forever. And I guess it was kind of like when I was go through like periods of where I would have friendships end, relationships end and stuff, the show kind of brought a little bit of comfort and mm-hmm. like, oh no, like everyone's not meant to be in, like friendships are
passing. Meant to be purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. They're meant to be there when you need them. And then once they no longer serve your purpose. That sounds horrible though. Once you no longer serve my
it's
purpose.
Sad, yeah.
But I mean, like in a very blunt way. So and the fight scenes are amazing. The settings that they are in are great. The little individual stories that they have. I love a good 24 or was it it's 24 or 26 episodes. I love a good
24.
Short anime that can tell like a really good story and like still tug on my heartstrings in a short amount of time. And it's a quick watch. Like I like that it's a quick watch. It's something I don't have to get like too invested into to rewatch, which is weird because since we're doing it this way, I was gonna wait till it got to my turn to say yeah. I don't really rewatch anime.
What? Yeah. I don't really rewatch anime either.
I think it's because I get so emotionally invested and it's so draining on
and it's
me.
It's hard to go back. Yeah.
And it's just like I said, like I still have not really rewatched all of Naruto because just certain things like I still can't go through again because I just get way too mm-hmm. invested in them. So I struggle. But thing is, like I told you, I'm rewatching Game of Thrones for the eighth time. That's a long ass show. I've rewatched Vampire Diaries like four times. I've rewatched Gossip Girl like eight times. Maybe because they're just like frilly, besides Game of Thrones, they're like frilly easy shows to rewatch, and I'm not really too much emotionally invested. But I have very 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 few animes I have rewatched just because I'm too emotional. I'm a Virgo. I'm too emotional for this shit, like. So
but it's funny, I agree, because the ones I meant, like the three, that's why I said three, I only have three.
Yeah,
like the three I mentioned are the only ones I've watched. I'm not rewatching Naruto, that's not happening. You know, it's funny. There is another one I did rewatch, but it's not one I constantly, Death Note. But I just watch just to watch, just say I watch it. I've watched it maybe three times overall, but that's the only one where I was like, just to remember, okay, how bad. And you know why I rewatched that one is when we did the episode.
Right.
So that was the main reason why I rewatched it. But I agree. There's a lot of these are emotional draining that I'm like, I'm not doing this. The ones I chose are ones where I like the characters and I like their interactions mm-hmm, and I wanted to be among those characters again.
Right. Yeah.
But that's why the ones that we watch, I watch for a reason, but yeah, some of those not. Like even Bleach, like even though I was like, do I want to go through that again? No, I'd sooner watch clips and moments than go through the full thing of certain big ones again.
That's what I do for Naruto. I just watch certain clips and moments, excluding Pain Saga. I will never rewatch anything from Pain Saga whatsoever, but everything else, just like little clips and stuff here and there. But as far as that, I'm not trying to put myself into a deep, dark depression hole by rewatching.
do you, Do you think it's going to make you upset when I go through it and like I'm like talking about it?
Because I'm sure based on your response.
Okay.
When you get to the end of Pain Saga, I'm going to be crying. Like, okay. Reliving.
Just reminding you.
Yeah, reminding me. And then when you get towards the end, when another big reveal happens, I'll probably be crying as well. So, but I'm prepared for it.
You want to watch me do the little clue thing and make Frankie cry without even having to reveal anything?
Let's do it.
Here's it. Confession, slam down.
Why would you say that? Oh, God. Oh, slam down.
Boom.
Yeah. I don't like that one at all. Yeah. That's not a good one. That is not a good one.
I have no idea what this
means. And that's what makes it funny because those listening know exactly what I'm saying. Confession, slam down. What?
Yeah.
And this is something that we waited years for and it was done and there was no sound to it.
No. Which made it even worse.
Bang. I was like, this month. And that's why the reaction that came from that was worth it. I was like, yeah, that's the right reaction.
Yeah.
That's what you do. And it was such a cathartic moment as the audience watching that because that's how you would react.
Yeah. And then I guess the one for further on for the big review would be childhood trauma relived.
That's the whole show, though.
Oh, that is true. Never
That's the whole show.
The whole show. I can't think of a good one for one of the big reveals at the end. I don't need to dwell on it. Yeah.
You don't have to think about it if you don't want to.
I really don't want to until we get to the episode. Oh, God. Okay, so I said Chamber of Shampoo. Alex, what's your...
My number two would be Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
I feel like that's an emotionally draining one, though.
Huh?
Isn't that an emotionally draining one?
Yes and no, because, well, with that one, it's funny that you mentioned Game of Thrones. This show is one of those where, even though, yes, Eric and Alphonse are the two mains, it feels like an ensemble.
Okay.
It's like, everyone has their own little story, their own motivations, and I just love watching. Again, the big bad is a big bad for a reason because it's world spanning or nation spanning. So I love to watch everyone deal with their little issues. And again, the characters are fun. Edward and Alphonse Elric is one of the funniest characters you'll see in anime. he makes me laugh. Like anytime someone calls, Edward is the fun guy. Anytime they make fun of his height, they call him a pipsqueak. Like the way he does react and just like, again, the first set of episodes is just, it is a lot when you find like what they did with their mom.
Yeah.
It's a lot, but
that's why I haven't been able to get through it because every time the whole Chimera thing happens, yeah. I'm like, I don't know if I can.
It does get you. But you know what it is? The ending is so good. Like everything they've worked for, I think it's also for the ending. Like I love watching the build up to how great that ending was. Like that last scene, I still shed a little tear when they show like how everyone ended up when that's, I told you the song I chose for it, like when we did the challenge, Hologram, Nico Touches the Wall, that song. And the fact they use it for the end, it just feels happy. Like it literally ends with him as an adult with a big smile on his face. And you're like, yeah, good for you. Like it just gives you that feel good energy. Unlike Game of Thrones where it's like, you like how this ended. You like the entirety of the work.
Shots fired.
Drop the ball on the last. Yeah. Right at the end, no, they gave you everything they put out there. There was payoff for everything, and you felt satisfied, as a show should.
Okay. All right. All right, Andrea, what's your second?
I think my second one would be Cowboy Bebop, just because it's just an easy show to watch. The story is really. It's honestly really short compared to the show. So you can just watch the episodes and enjoy the episodes for what they are. And you don't really have to get too invested. And I think like, I'm pretty sure the overall like story arc's only like 6 episodes for the whole.
If that the whole much. Show. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really short, but it just, I like seeing like how big that world is and how you really don't see the same people twice. I think that's something that just makes it good. And it's just, it's a sad ending and it's a deep show when you look into it, but it's just good. And I like it.
It's wholehearted. Yeah. I didn't know if which one would be my first or second pick, but one of them was going to be Cowboy Bebop. So I'll just pick it back off of you. It's just, like I said, it's an easy show to watch. The main story is it's a good main story. It's just a couple of episodes. I like the whole aspect of it's just filler. Like I said, you don't really see this twice. It's a completely new adventure, but you get to learn like little things here and there, like among. And then so when you go and rewatch and you already know how the characters are, you can kind of see.
Like pick it. Yeah.
Yeah. You get to pick up on it a little bit for why like they are the way they are and everything. Like, and it's just a wholehearted show. And it's also probably because it was like my first like true anime I really watched like on my own without like the influence of like my brothers.
Yeah.
So it holds a special place in my heart. And it's not super emotionally draining. I'm not gonna be distressed when I, even though it is sad.
It's really like, sad. But
you fall in love with Spike. You absolutely love him and you want him to win. But then at the end it's I can accept
his I think his fate too, like you just, it's kind of, he's alive, but he's not really living during all of the episodes. So it's not like, it's like, oh my gosh, he's like, this shouldn't have happened to it. Like you accept it.
You don't really see like anything he has to like live for.
Yeah.
He's like pushing through. He's just kind of like, I feel like looking back, like when you rewatch, you could easily be like, oh, well, if he were to die right then and there, like, I don't think he would necessarily care in a sense, because there's, he just has beef with Vicious, he wants to like kind of finish, but other than that, like he's like
going through the motions.
Yeah He has nothing to live for. You just, all right, let's get some money and let's make this horrible thing of life as pleasant as possible. So yeah, I'm not too emotionally invested. So
and the episodes too, like the filler episodes, some of them are just, they're fun. I like the characters. I think the heavy metal girl, the lady who like listens to rock music, I really like that episode. The first episode where it's the pregnant lady, but she's just has a bunch of drugs.
Eye stuff. Yeah. That was my favorite. That's still my favorite episode.
My favorite episode. The guy, he looks like the Penguin a little bit, I think. But he's just bouncing around and trying to like kill them. I think that one's fun. But yeah, I just think like some of those episodes just stick out in my head and they're just fun to, they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy.
It's easy. It's an easy show. Easy.
All right, Alex, what is your final pick?
So I'm not going to go, before I go to mine, do I have a bonus one that I was thinking? That the only reason why I didn't make it my number one is because accessibility to this show is very difficult to find.
I'd be surprised if you put anything. We already know what your number one pick is. I'd be surprised if you put anything above that show. No,
it's So, well, this one is good. It's just, it is, it really isn't my number one, as it shouldn't be. But like, you know, I love mecha anime. Gundam Seed and Gundam Seed Destiny. It's basically, I think I even told you, for someone that doesn't like mecha or wants to get into Gundam or anything, that's the one I would recommend because its story is so good. And it's known for having the most OP main character, Kira Yamato, in all of them. In terms of like mecha, he's the most powerful. He's considered one of the most, to the point where they call him Kira Jesus Yamato.
What?
Because like they call him, well, mainly because he's died twice throughout the whole show. There are two instances where this man should have just died, but he always came back. So I call him Jesus for that. Plus, he is when they call plot shield, he is one of the most plot shield characters you'll see. And he's one of the most badass, skillful characters, to the point where when he fights, like when he's fighting, he has a purpose. He tried not to kill people.
That would piss me off.
They had to build it into, because I mean, and when it starts, yes, he's killing. But there's at a certain point where he gets so good, they had to make him emotionally unwilling to kill. And funny enough, there is a part where they use that against him. But like, then so the second time he was supposed to die, it wasn't because he wasn't skilled enough to win. It was the other person I was fighting him says, "You don't kill." So I'm going to fight you like someone that you're not going to try to kill. And again, wow. But he came back. But I've watched this so many times. See, Gundam Seed is about 52 episodes. Gundam Seed Destiny is about 52. It's a biggie. Yeah. Between the two, it is a biggie, but it's so engaging because of all the different characters. There's just a fun ride, and it is, people die. You see his journey, but it's very engaging. I've watched it many times. The only problem is it's very hard. I have to watch it on YouTube, basically. There's a site on you, and you can only, it's good to watch it, though, because, you know, something like that, you're exhausted trying to watch that stuff. But
so it's not on, like, Crunchyroll?
No. But it is, but only in sub.
Ah.
The dub version is very hard to find. So I would call this my honorable mention. That would be mine. But, of course, my number one is, and forever will always be, Code Geass.
Ooh, shocker.
Shocker. Wow. That's not what I thought you were going to say.
I'm sorry, man. Look, when it's bordering, I think it is my favorite. And at this point, it has to be my favorite anime.
Period. It has to. I'd be shocked if you said anything else.
I think it is.
You'd be lying to yourself.
I don't know if I ever wanted to, because I do love the big ones. I do love them. But would I rewatch My Hero? I don't know. Attack on Titan, I'm probably going to, when it's done,
yeah,
I may rewatch it, but I haven't rewatched it yet. And because, again, those are heavy. Code Geass is the perfect balance, character-wise. The story, it has mecha, even though you don't like, I love the mecha aspects, even though it's more of a supporting. It's not really, it is the main focus, but it doesn't feel like it sometimes.
It's an easy watch because it's only 52 episodes.
It's an easy watch between seasons one and two. And it's literally, you feel season one and you feel season two. They do feel like two separate seasons. I love the school aspect of them. It has that lighthearted school anime, like slice of life. It has, it's an anime to me that has everything you would want. Like anything, it has the assassination. It has the politics.
Supernatural aspects.
The supernatural aspect of the power of the Geass. Like it has, again, that's why I put him in his number. Because think about it, it's like having Light Yagami and like, in an anime where he kills, but I love his line that I think other characters don't get, which I know when we did our trip, I don't know if I mentioned it. What was his line? Those that kill need to be prepared to be killed. I don't think I forgot to mention that. That's why I forgot to put that when we mentioned those other characters, I guess Eren a little, but we won't talk about that yet, but that's what it is. We're not there yet, but that's why I like him. Like, he understood what his actions are. He knew what he was doing. And he's like, but what I'm doing is for the greater good. And he won. And to watch that over again, watching it to this day, we watch it because I'm not a chess player, but I love to watch, try to get what the machinations were. What was his plan? You could see watching his journey over and over again, knowing he's going to struggle, watching him get out of it, using his mind, dealing with other characters who have their own ambitions. Even his father, we find out what he was up to, like with something, a level behind, he didn't even figure that part out until toward the end of the whole anime.
Right. And he defeated that in
he's like, oh, this is what y'all were trying to do, and y'all didn't want to tell me.
Let me Geass God.
Yeah, let me just, all right, I'm watching you fuck up your whole shit. And his own parents was like, you little shit. I was like, yo, you little bad. Like, even his own mom, his loving mom, which everything he was motivated to fight for, was like, you little.
You turned out to be little bitch. I'm like, wow.
Exactly. Okay. Like, all like things he was motivated by, his motivation changed, but not really, because he's at the end, it was all about his sister.
Yeah.
Even his own sister said, you didn't have to do this. He's like, no, I kind of did. And just watching that play out over, I never get tired of it. Right? Me talking about it now, I'm not going to do it now because I'm like, I'm going to give it a little more time, but I'm going to go back and watch it again.
Yeah, every time we mention it, you literally go and
watch it.
You're like, I'm gonna go watch it. Yeah.
When I recommended it to you, what did I do? I went right back and watched it again.
Yeah.
It is my, is this, I think I could admit it's my favorite anime, period. Yeah.
It's a revelation. You have to. Like, no.
I have to stop. I have to speak my truth.
Is it your favorite show? Because I feel like.
No. Okay. I have favorite shows that I can, I mean,
that
I
that are above Code Geass?
Of course. Okay. Scrubs, Breaking Bad, 12 Monkeys, I've mentioned that time. Yeah, there's shows, yes. It's up there in top 10 easily.
Okay.
It's top 10 easily, but no, I have shows. Scrubs is my number one. I will praise Scrubs as my Bible to this day. But it is my life Bible. Anytime I have an issue, I remember, I just think of an episode of Scrubs, like, that applies. Yes, that works. But, But no, Code Geass is my favorite anime. As I'm thinking about it, I have animes I love, but in terms of my favorite, yeah, there's no other show I've watched more than that.
Wow. None. That's crazy, yeah. Though, how like your favorite show can also be the show you've watched the most. Your favorite anime has been, because
I would make sense. Andreas, you don't think
that way? No, my favorite anime is not the one I've watched the most.
Oh.
So, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
All right. Do you have any honorable mentions, Andrea?
Not off the top of my head at the moment. But I'll come back to it. I think if it pops up. But I think my top one is Neon Genesis Evangelion. I don't know. So I think the reason why I watch this the most, like I've seen this show that more than I've seen any other one, is just because the story is so like deep and intricate and kind of convoluted a little bit, and I kind of forget about it. And I'm like, oh, what's the story again? So I have to like go back and rewatch it to understand. And there's just so many like hidden like themes and like not really messages, but there's a lot of like biblical messages or themes in the show that I think are really cool. And it's a really depressing show, but it's also like, I don't
know. Interesting that it's a mecca.
It is. It is a mecca. And then once mecca, you see what the mechas really are too, I think that's interesting. I don't know.
Definitely doing a mecca episode.
Yeah, I think it's such an interesting and good show. I really want to watch it with the like original dub, because I watched it when it came out on Netflix, and that's not the original dub. So if I ever buy the originals, I would like to rewatch it.
You have a long list of stuff before you can rewatch.
I'm okay. I'll watch a YouTube video if I need to be reminded to in the meantime, but I like all the characters. I really like the show, and I just like being able to like go back and like be reminded of the story. Yeah. Cuz like I said, it's so intricate that you kind of forget what it is. So it's almost like, I don't want to say it's like watching it for the first time, but it kind of is, because it's just, there's so much in such a short amount of time.
How many episodes is it?
It's like 24, 26. And then there's you have to watch
2.0.
There's like a bunch of movies. Yeah. I haven't seen like the 1.0, 2.0, 3.0 movies yet. But you do have to watch, the end of Evangelion, because that is the ending of the show. Because if you watch the actual like show ending, very very confusing, made a lot of people upset. I did not understand it. So you definitely have to watch the movie to know what is going on.
Okay, maybe I might
watch it. So I will say that the mechas, they're more like,
don't tell me, because I'm going to watch it soon.
Yeah, that's a big
plot. If that's a big spoiler.
Okay.
That's a big plot point.
It is.
All right. But that gives me a little bit of hope if there's like a little asterisk next to the mecha.
Yeah, there is an asterisk next to it.
Okay. Name of Gurren.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll see. So my honorable mention, and I only watched this anime. I watched this anime twice. But that's how many animes
that's
I
enough.
Rewatch. My honorable mention is Devilman Crybaby.
You talking about heavy stuff?
Yes, exactly.
What?
I watched it the first time, and it was so good. But it was so, I was in tears at the end, because I was just like, oh my god! But it was so good. A couple years later, I knew the show was heavy, but I had completely forgotten what the show was about, because it's one of those shows that like, it's easy to forget like what was going on. It's like, oh, let me rewatch this. I know it was like heavy, and I knew it was like emotionally damaging. And then I was like, oh no.
Yeah, like what?
And I feel like it's going to be one of those shows that I actually do rewatch like every couple of years. I'm actually due for a rewatch, just because I can't remember.
That's your subconscious telling you don't watch it again.
Is it blocking out trauma?
Yes. Fuck yes. And you're just going right. I'm going to jump right back in. What?
Yeah. So, like I said, I can't even tell you what the show is about. I know he becomes
like... Yes, because your mind said block that out.
But and it was good. It was so
okay.
Good.
Your mind just see that's like, your, that's your only, you're literally protecting yourself from that trauma, and you're gonna like, I'm gonna just jump right in. What?
Yeah, and it's just I just hate that I can't remember the good show. I remember the final scene because I was like,
your memory is being erased on a regular basis, and you're just jumping right back in.
Aren't they? They're laying out in like a field. And like, yes, and I know they like cut in half or something.
Yes, like, and the world is ending. And yes, I remember. Yeah, okay. And he realized, oh, I fucked up. Yeah. I should not have done this. And yes, and God's like, well, reset. Yes.
Okay. So
and you're gonna go back to that
because I know the show is so good. I almost wanted to pick it for underrated because I feel like it's not discussed enough.
I was not,
but it's
doing
for
that.
This reason.
I was exactly. Not going back. I watched it once and like show. I'm good.
It's such
I want
a
no parts in this.
Show.
I couldn't get into that show. I got like 3 episodes in and I couldn't do it. I might have to check it out.
Oh, be God. Happy because I mean I feel like it's a show everyone needs to watch at least once.
And let it go and don't go back. Again, I love watching Watch Mojo stuff, and it always hits that list of most messed up anime to watch.
Yeah, it's like I said, my brain literally, like, I'm not even over exaggerating. I can't tell you. I don't remember what the show is about. I just remember I have like little glimpses.
It's called trauma. It's called being
like,
protected from trauma.
Triggered.
Yes. You guys are gonna go, I'm gonna jump right back in.
Because I do remember the feeling I had.
That's all you need. You're good.
When I finished it, and I was like, I want to say this show probably fucked me up the worst just because of the fact I remember the feeling I got, and I was just like, this is the worst thing I've ever felt in my entire life.
I'm gonna jump right back in. Yeah.
And then when I watched it the second time, I don't even think I finished it because it's only like 12 episodes.
Yes,
it's only 12, and I think I got to like episode 8 and I was like,
jump right back in.
Like, this feels to where it literally like it probably ruined my mood for probably about a good like 3 or 4 days.
And the animation doesn't help neither.
No, because the anime, it's like a it just rubs you the wrong way. In a good way, it rubs you the wrong way, the animation. Like, they really, like, you know how like Scissor Seven saying like the animation fits perfectly with like the whole theme of the show? The animation of Devilman Crybaby fits perfectly with the show. Right, it's just like, it's like, you know, like when you're washing dishes and you stick your hand in and there's a whole bunch of stuff like touching you. And you're just like, oh God, like, what is this? Like, I don't like this at all. Like, but you know, you have to do the dishes. So it's just, that's my honorable mention because I watched it twice accidentally.
That is not for the audience. That is not a show to watch over and over again. Unless you're really...
If you can watch that show, like...
And I don't
want to
know you. I don't want to know who you are.
You need therapy,
yes,
honestly.
All the counseling, and I don't need to know who you are.
Yeah.
Now I want to watch the show.
You should watch the show.
I'll watch it tonight.
Honestly,
I'll watch it all tonight.
It's only 12 episodes long.
Okay.
And it's on Netflix.
I'll get to that one episode in Naruto because I'm almost there. And then I'll watch the show. And then we'll
come
hear
back
what
I
have to say.
Yeah, maybe I'll rewatch. No.
Okay,
no.
She's
it's that bad. Like, it's
she,
that
she has
bad.
To feel, she needs to try the meth one time and know it's not for her.
Yeah, like, push through it and you're just going to be like, you're going to feel so uneasy the entire time you're watching. But you want to know, like,
what's
how
going
this
on.
Ends, but you're just going to feel.
It's so wrong.
Oh, you're going to feel like shit. You're going to feel
right.
depressed. You're gonna be like, oh my God, like, I want to die. Like,
what is happening? God.
But it's so good. I can't tell you what it's about, but it's so good. Alex, do you remember what it's about?
I remember vaguely, but like vaguely. but like you, my brain took out a lot of just said, yeah, you don't need that. You don't need this in your spirit.
Yeah.
But again, the ending, I remember. I remember the feeling and
yeah.
what happened. And I'm like, that's all I need.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That is number one on the list for animes that fucked me up the most. Yeah.
Ooh, that would be a good.
Yeah, just because it's Subconscious, yeah. Okay. So my number one show that I have rewatched the most is that was my really bad interpretation of this theme song for Trigun. I think I've said it before that like that's like my comfort show. Like
I want to. That's what all of these are, really, pretty much.
Yeah, that's my comfort show, just because there's a good storyline there. It's kind of like Cowboy Bebop, of where like some of the episodes are filled fillers, but the story is a little more like ingrained into multiple episodes. And ironically, like I was so disappointed at the ending, but I keep going back and watching it because it's an easy watch. It's 24, 26 episodes. The storyline is like super clean from start to beginning. It's easy to follow. The fight scenes are badass. Vash, definitely plot armor, definitely OP, which I hate, but for some reason I just love Vash. Hated the fact that he did not kill his brother at the end, because he's one of those ones like, oh, I can't kill anyone, like peace and, peace, everyone, peace and love, which I hate. I'm like, no, you need to fucking kill him. I was so pissed off that he didn't kill him, but hopefully with the revamp we get a little more backstory on his brother, because I didn't read the manga that continued afterwards. But it's just such a good, simple, badass show that doesn't have any emotional damage whatsoever. There's a couple of sad little things you find, but
Wolfward dying didn't
it was kind of like, oh, okay. But
so sad.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Let's get on with the story. But it was just, I just love the whole gunslinging bounty, which is probably why I like Cowboy Bebop too. The whole bounty thing. I like the whole bounty hunter aspect of shows. And I do like contradictory to what I said to Cowboy Bebop, where I liked Vash because he's just kind of like going with the motions. He has nothing to live for. Vash is like trying to figure it out, and you're rooting for him to be like, you go, Vash, like, yes, let's figure out this whole thing with what's going on, and you being wanted, and the brother, and you being a cyborg alien thing or whatever. Not a cyborg, the alien thingy. No, he was made in a, I've watched this show so many times, I don't even know.
They were made in a lab. Him and his brother, yeah, because remember the ship, the humans on the planet weren't meant to be on that planet. That was based on what Knives did. The reason why I would watch that more, but I wanted more of the gunsling, funny enough, of him just, and it wasn't enough. It like, I needed that part in between part to be longer, because the way it ended left me so like, that's it. So it was almost torture to enjoy. I don't know if I'm explaining. It's torture to enjoy those parts, knowing they didn't last longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and like I wanted more of, because it was great.
Which is why, I don't even know why. Like when you break it down that way, I don't even know why. Like I keep rewatching this show, because like
torture yourself.
Yes, I do. But it's just, it's still just so good and cool, and I like the character interactions.
I love them
too. As well. I love the western setting, which is probably like, I like Cowboy Bebop. I love the westerns settings. Actually, I don't know which one I've watched more, Cowboy Bebop or Trigun. I think it's Trigun, but it's very close, which is why I said I wasn't sure like which my number one would be. But and they both kind of give me like the same satisfaction in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trigun does leave you wanting more, and they leave the story like Cowboy Bebop is cutting in.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Trigun, like there's a whole nother story, which if the manga continued, I don't know why they didn't continue the show. But that's why hopefully this revamp that they're doing will include more of his backstory and his brother, because there's a huge story,
because it was there. Hundreds they've been on there for hundreds of years before we even caught up with them.
Yeah,
and they make it seem like when they meet again toward, that's not the first time they actually met again.
Yeah, it made it seem like it's kind of like this is not, yeah, like you said, this is not the first time y'all have run into each other. But And then I hate a goody two shoes character so much, someone who's perfect and won't kill. And Vash is, like I said, I have no idea why I love this show. Hair?
No, it's more of the one girl that raised him.
Yeah, I guess.
For her. Yeah, he didn't want to kill for her, but Knives was like, fuck her, fuck all of them. Like, I mean, they show it in the thing of why Knives became who he was.
No, I'm saying, I don't know why I like this show so much. It was such a good excuse, because I want you, like, no, you need to kill the first opportunity you get. And he is not that whatsoever. Maybe it's just his goofiness that, like, I love the fact that he's able to be, like, super goofy and all that. But when it's time for him to, like, show up, he just completely flips it. So the animation changes. Yeah. And he's just turns into a badass, and just the fact that he's such a good gunslinger. And like you said, we don't get to see enough of it. But this show just brings me so much comfort. I think it's just because I don't have to get too emotionally invested.
Yeah.
For it. So maybe that's why. But like I said, this isn't even my favorite anime. Favorite anime, as we've all heard 1,000 times, is Naruto. And that's when I will not be rewatching anytime, so I can't even rewatch certain arcs. So I don't know how it's my favorite if I can't rewatch certain things. So maybe it's because of the time of my life I was watching it at, but I just got too attached.
But I think it makes sense though too, because that it like resonated so much with you that it made you that emotional. So it makes sense.
I can't relate to this show at all. I can't relate to Naruto at all.
So. I know, but I've connected with the characters so much, and you loved all the characters so much. So it makes sense why it would be your favorite, and you wouldn't want to see.
I don't know what happened that again. Yeah, I don't want to see certain people go through certain things. Andrea, I can't wait till I can.
And I think that's the thing, especially when it comes to the big three. Those shows are just. That's why when people call like the new big three, there's those type of shows you're not meant to rewatch. Yeah, people that do, I'm like. You're just
especially I One Piece.
Yeah.
If I met someone, who would want to watch it the first time?
You know
what's
funny?
Around.
I would want to hold that to One Piece fans. Let's be real. I would ask them that question. I don't know if when you guys hit a con, please ask them if the One Piece lovers, have you rewatched the show? I guarantee there's no way that someone is going to say, yes, I have.
I'm sure there's at least one person
in the entire world.
One person.
They have to be fucking them to rewatch a 1,000 episode anime.
If it's their favorite one and it's the only anime they've ever seen.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's the thing. Not rewatching like you started from the beginning. You have watched up until wherever it is now, it's entirety. Time wise, there's no way.
How would you, if they're still releasing new episodes, find the time to read?
But that's the thing. Like, even if to catch like, up. They said they watch up to catch up to its most recent. There's no freaking way you could rewatch that thing.
Yeah, literally impossible.
It isn't like it to watch. Let's say you watch 10 episodes a day, which I guess if it's each one's about 30 minutes, there's not enough time. If you was to watch it 24 hours straight, if you watch One Piece 24 hours straight, you're only watching 200 episodes. And I'm bugging. 48 episodes if you was to watch it 24 hours straight. There's no freaking way. And that's not doing anything.
No. And then it's for every 200 episodes, you have to add on the new episode for the week.
Yeah, no. Like, I don't see it. That's when, Bleach. Bleach you can rewatch because, again, with a filler guide, and as you've seen with when you actually broke down, you can rewatch Bleach. It'll take a while, but then Naruto, you're doing it for the first time. So I promise you, after this first time, you're not going to rewatch.
Probably not. I won't rewatch Hunter Hunter. Ending made me way too sad. I'm not. I was only able to rewatch it,
and it was because during COVID.
Yeah.
And no, because I hadn't watched it before that. But again, it was during COVID and it was just so I could finally watch the Chimera arc and see what the hype was. And I did see what the hype was. But other than I'm not rewatching that. Like animes I would never rewatch. Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball Z, never rewatching that. I don't have to. It's so ingrained in my memory. I don't forget it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like even like when you go all the way back to the classics, There's some, like, the ones we grew up with.
Steins Gate, I would never rewatch.
Obviously not. I mean, even though it is, like I said, meant to be rewatched, I might, maybe, down the line.
I won't.
But, like some of those, even the ones, like, the one we did when we did Underrated, I've rewatched. That was my third time, actually, rewatching Eating Up Bees.
Yeah.
So that was my third time.
So, I feel like Scissor 7 can easily be a rewatchable.
I rewatched it.
Yeah. Even if there's like six seasons out, I do see myself actually being able to rewatch, depending on the track that they go. Cause I feel like
you're going to get your heart broken. I think.
I feel like it's going to be one of those shows that surprise you how attached to the characters you end up getting. But I see myself being able to rewatch that because it's a fun, lighthearted show. One Punch Man, I feel like, is a rewatchable show.
Attack on Titan, when they're done, I'm going to rewatch it.
Yeah.
That's a rewatch. Demon Slayer, I would rewatch. Because those are most, I'd rewatch when they're done. Definitely. I'm not going to rewatch it now because it feels redundant. But like certain shows, when you know they're finally over, I would rewatch.
Oh, Sword Online Season 1, I've watched 3 times, actually.
I've watched that one two times. I wouldn't put it up there as one of my favorites, though.
No, but I've definitely rewatched that because it's just emotional enough where I can I can get through it again.
Did I rewatch that? I think I did rewatch that twice.
Yeah. And it's a good story.
I may have watched the abridged version twice. Oh. The abridged version is hilarious.
You're a Lion, April, I would not rewatch again.
No.
That was
Death Note. I've rewatched Death Note a few times.
Death Note, you can rewatch.
Death Note is definitely a rewatchable show.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of slice of lives aren't going to be rewatchable because they really love to just punch you in the face.
I want to rewatch I haven't done it yet, but I want to rewatch the first season of Jujutsu Kaisen again just to.
I've seen Jujutsu Kaisen. Okay, I've seen that season twice. Oh, look at me. I actually have rewatched
it. Look
at you. Oh my God. I'm so surprised. I'm so proud of myself. I only rewatched it because someone else needed to watch it. And I'm like, I'll just rewatch it with you. And then my best friend, she's about to start watching Jujutsu Kaisen, even though she saw the movie first. I was like, okay.
I mean,
okay.
That's not bad. That's pretty much, that's right.
But she didn't get like the little.
That's like watching the prequels first. It's like, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I guess. But she's going to rewatch it, so I told her, okay. Yeah. Demon Slayer Season 2, I think I might rewatch, because she wants to watch that as well. She hasn't seen it, so.
Season 2 is... Oh, yeah, the one that just came out.
Yeah.
Wow, they're still on two... Jesus, man, they're
still
hurry up.
On two...
Yeah, I just thought about that. That was only the second season. Damn.
Season 3 doesn't come out till January.
That's not far off.
That's not that bad, but...
Still.
Yeah. I can't wait to watch that show from beginning to end. That's going to be...
Demon Slayer?
Yeah, that's going to be heartbreaking.
Oh, well, you're going to wait for the whole thing to be done?
No, I'm going to watch it. But then once it's done, I'm going to watch it from beginning to end.
Hell
just
yeah.
Same thing with Attack on Titan. Once that's done, I'll watch it from beginning to end.
And that's one way, because again, the way it ends and then rewatching it, you're going to see the clues with it the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's good about like that. And that's what it is about like a lot of these shows that you rewatch. That's why I like, because it lends credence to the rest of the show, meaning these writers, the people that actually did these, knew what they were doing. Like they had a plan.
They put their thought into it.
They weren't making it up as they go along. They knew they had a direction they were going to go in. Even My Hero Academia with certain things, like the movie, you've seen the second movie, right?
I haven't.
Yeah.
Heroes Rising.
Is that the one with him and Bakugo?
When they share the one for all?
Yeah.
Oh, I've rewatched that. I've rewatched that damn scene so many times. It gets me in my emotions. But he had said that that scene was how he wanted to end the show.
Mm-hmm.
He said that was how he wanted to end it. Andre, you're making me laugh. Stop.
Sorry. Sorry.
Stop it, guys. Stop. None of this. Is going down right now. We're done. No. Because now I have a hint. Now I'm pissed.
No, you don't. You don't have a hint.
I don't? Okay.
No, you're good. I haven't seen the movie, so I was just...
I'm dressed. And I looked at her in that moment as I'm saying that. Those that know what we're talking about. We should, well, oh, well, this is recorded. I want this. I want this clip.
Yeah. Because
that was good. But, yes, that scene, he said he wanted to end that anime like that, but the show, the manga like that, but he's like, all right, I'll put it for the movie. So assuming there's a different ending, but that was a scene that I would watch over and over again. So there was a plan. That means he has an ending in mind.
Yeah.
He knows where he's going. So like good shows like that, I definitely worth it. Because you know why? They do their homework and they put in the time and they do not crap out at the end like this eighth season and just phone it in this bullshit and then taint your entire product because you didn't stick the landing.
Yeah.
And that's what affects a lot of these shows when you want to rewatch them, is that if the show doesn't end well, it leaves a bad taste where it hurts the overall product because you didn't finish the work.
Then why am I rewatching Game of Thrones for the
second time? Because you're weird. And watch when Emilio finishes it. He's going to feel the same way as the rest of us.
And he's going to be like, why did you rewatch that?
Yes.
I think it's maybe because it's one of those things, like, I guess when it comes to live action stuff, it's easier for me to rewatch because I don't get nearly as emotionally invested as I do for
And you watch Game of Thrones as it was season coming out?
I picked it up right before season 5 came out. I binged watched 4 seasons.
I think
in 3 days.
Did too. Okay. I either season 3 or season 5, but
because I get that, that I can't get over. You know what hurts that ending more? That's the other thing that's annoying. If that's what they just wanted to do, I would be like, all right, whatever. But it's after the fact when they basically said, yeah, we
rushed it. Yeah.
They admitted, literally said they forgot plot points. And like when the more that came out about its production, it just bothered me because it's like most people are like, oh, well, it's there. No, it really wasn't. They just wanted to finish.
Yeah.
They had all these deals coming. I know we're going into Game of Thrones, but it also lends a thing of why a show is rewatchable. They just wanted to finish. They didn't care. They just like, all right, we'll put it out. We were tired. At least I would have preferred they handed it to someone else.
I feel like with the ending, if they should have just made it longer to explain the process of why she went bad, because
only thing I disagree on with other people is Daenerys's whole thing coming to Circle. Everything else I understand, like Bran becoming king. I still I'm looking for hints at it now, and I'm like,
there is none.
There is none.
Daenerys is like season one. Like no,
that I'll give you, and that was the only thing I. Yeah, that's the only thing I actually defended from the ending was her going bad.
Yeah,
the problem is that was when you had to have Jon Snow step up.
Yeah,
to be the true hero, the true hero that the whole show was building up to.
But even looking at his story, like they've already said, a Stark always has to be at Winterfell. That's the first thing they say in season one.
They got that,
huh?
They got that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So him like going back to the not Winterfell, the Wall. There's always a Stark manning the wall. So that was dropped like right in season one. So, and then the fact too, like
we're going to go deeper and I want to go, we'll talk off air about that a little more, but again, these animes were great to rewatch.
Yeah.
And I would rewatch them again. I'm probably am going to rewatch.
Everyone go watch Devilman Crybaby if you haven't seen
it. Don't do it. Don't listen to her.
I'm going to do it.
And tell me what it's about. But no, Andre, you seriously have to watch it.
I'm going to watch it and I'm going to be like, what the F?
Like I said, I wanted to pick that for underrated, but then I was like,
I did.
For those who have seen it already, I'm like, they don't want to rewatch it. I didn't know if it really, I wasn't sure if it really was considered underrated. I feel like it might be. I feel like there should be a lot more hype around the show, but it might be because of the fact that it's
not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
I think I got to like episode 3 in that show, and I don't know why. I just couldn't get into it, but I'll try again.
Yeah,
you need to. Was your subconscious protecting you?
Maybe.
Probably was. Your brain was probably like,
I saw the rave scene, and I was like, no. This isn't it.
That's the show. It's oof. Yeah, you need to. Everyone needs to watch it. And then you know what? Maybe in the future, after Andrea watches it, we can do an episode.
We could do an episode about the shows you can never ever watch again because they're so dark. And
Oh, yes.
That would be a good one.
That means I'd have to rewatch.
I'm still telling you, school days.
Just watch a like a YouTube video on it.
School days remains on my list.
I'll probably rewatch it right before the episode, so that way I'm still in my feels.
Yeah.
About it.
Okay.
But that'll be the show I pick. Is Devilman Crybaby the show? Like I.
Mine is School Days. When you watch School Days,
is that the one with the pregnant girl?
Yes, that is the school. Oh my god! What? To this day, I've never seen something as crazy as
Look at that, me. Look at us assigning more homework assignments. I know. No.
Andrea needs to finish her first assignment. The first.
Well, she can watch. She can watch Devilman Crybaby because that's.
I can do both.
It's a quick watch. It's 12 episodes, and then go back to after you watch that. You're gonna realize. You're gonna think Naruto is just such a happy go feel.
What I need right now. You guys are like, oh, it's the worst. Like, it's gonna be so sad. So I need to watch something really sad to be like, okay.
Yeah, watch something worse so that way Naruto doesn't seem as
Gotta but emotionally
want you to get like
emotionally. Oh, I probably will.
No, will.
I probably will.
Because Devilman, it's just it's in a category
of its own. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's gonna be an episode we do soon, actually.
Yeah.
We'll just have to find out if Cole's watched it or not. So
we can make him watch it.
Yeah. Knowing him, he'll find something wrong with the show. So yeah.
He'll say it's not as good as Steins Gate.
Yeah.
Of course. Even though he's only seen it once.
Yeah.
Well, he's rewatching it now.
Okay.
This is the second time watching his favorite show in the entire world. That's only 20. A show that's meant to be rewatched. And the show that's only 24 episodes, like, okay, Cole. Okay.
What a guy.
We love our Cole. We love our Cole so much. So, all right. Well, thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. Hopefully this episode will be uploaded on a Monday or a Thursday, Friday. Who knows? Like we said, it keeps the mystery alive with us relationship with you guys. So once again, I am Frankie. Great to talk with you all. Everyone go ahead and say goodbye to the lovely people.
I'll go first. This is Queen of Daddies saying goodbye. I'll go ahead and watch Devilman's Crybaby. Crybaby. I said that so weird. My bad.
It's going to get weirder.
And I will look into buying Kingdom Hearts at some point in the near future.
Yeah. That should be a priority as well.
Naruto or Kingdom Hearts? You gotta pick.
All right. You did that.
Fair enough. Okay. I did do that.
Yes.
Got halfway there, I think, maybe.
Naruto first, just because it's finished.
Okay.
Kingdom Hearts, you still got another like 10 years before the next game comes out. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. When I need a break from Genshin Impact, I'll play Kingdom Hearts. But who knows when.
You can't wait too long in between to play because you won't remember storyline.
It's true. You gotta go right.
Like each time I went
one.
To play the next, like when I went to play two, three, I had to watch like a YouTube video on one and two.
10 years. Actually, no, it was actually longer because it wasn't in 2008 that part two came out. 2008, 2009.
I don't know.
And then it was about 12 years actually. Like I said, I was a child.
It was only like 3 or 4 months between when I played the second and the third one. I still was like, I don't remember anything that happens. There's like 50 storylines going on.
And they put everything on the third one. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I am Alex Aton Ryan. All the shows I've mentioned, I will probably rewatch again in the near future. Maybe one of them on the plane to Mexico, which I am off
Woo-woo!
To.
Woo-woo!
And now I'm tempted to
bring
go
us back
sleep.
Souvenirs.
Sand. All right. Mexican sand for you.
Mexican sand.
Yeah, or burrito. I don't know. I should have a burrito. It'd be redundant, but we'll see. But yeah, so I am off, and these shows are amazing. Again, do not watch Devilman Crybaby. No matter what Frankie tells you, she does not care about your mental well-being.
I do, kind of, slightly. All right. Thanks, everyone, and make sure you go watch Devilman Crybaby. Bye.